Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Incumbent Governor Scott Walker isn't conceding his razor-thin defeat to Democrat Tony Evers yet. The Walker campaign is claiming thousands of ballots for Tuesday's vote were damaged and had to be recreated. A spokesperson says the validity of the ballots can't be confirmed until they're examined. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish has intimated a recount could be forthcoming. Candidates can request one when they lose by less than 1% of the popular vote. Unconfirmed totals Wednesday morning placed Evers' winning margin at 1.2%. Some towns came in late but didn't change the outcome as the school district of Rhinelander voters passed a $17 million funding referendum Tuesday. The unofficial results found 5,582 yes votes, no votes, total 4,226. 13 of 17 voting precincts approved the referendum. And Congressman Sean Duffy will go back to Washington for another two-year term in the House, this time as part of the minority party after Democrats took control last night. He says that's something he's been working on as part of the Financial Services Committee.
Virtually all the bills that I work on in financial services are bipartisan because I know that to get them to pass the Senate, they have to be bipartisan because you need Democrat support in the Senate. And so this is, I've been doing this for 8 years. We'll have different leaders now because Maxine Waters will be the chairman of my committee, but the bipartisanship will continue.
Duffy defeated political newcomer Margaret Engebretson for his latest two-year term, the fifth time that he's won the seat. Tuesday also was election day for the Secaucan Chippewa community, and there has been a change in leadership. Official final results show Garland McGeeshick defeated incumbent chairman Chris McGeeshick, 165 to 111. For vice chair, incumbent Arlen Ackley Jr. defeated Robert VanZile Jr., 142 to 139. Incumbent Victoria Ackley was reelected treasurer over Cheyenne Landrieu, 194 to 80. Incumbent secretary Ronald W. Quatty defeated Denise Smith-Labine, 147 to 131. For two council positions, Carmen McGeeshick defeated incumbent James Poehler Sr., 161 to 114, and Kenneth VanZile defeated incumbent Clinton Fox, 184 to 95. In centuries past, many small communities and groups scattered across northern Wisconsin that most often moved according to the season, and evidence of their occupation has been collected, including artifacts on the Vilas County Forest. Vilas County Forest Administrator John Gunyon indicated to the County Forestry Committee that the State Historical Society has requested the county relinquish ownership of the artifacts they collected and give them to the state. Gunyon says the current list of artifacts were from an area of Vilas County Forest where other artifacts were noticed and most were found by surface examination. Artifacts collected included partially marked whiteware, glass rim liner, glass and metal buttons, beads of various sizes and colors, iron forks and spoons, and various animal bones. A couple of the more interesting artifacts were a 1894 Indian head penny, and the committee also approved a transfer of ownership to the state, indicating the county would not be able to properly display or protect the artifacts. And national reports indicate President Trump is furious with outgoing Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. Trump is reportedly blaming Ryan for failing to raise enough money for the party's candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. Democrats won enough races to take control of the lower chamber in the midterm elections on Tuesday. And the Superior City Attorney says he has done something he's never done previously in 17 years on the job, filed a restraining order against a man accused of emailing threats to city officials. 60-year-old Marty Curtis has been arrested for the threatening emails he admits he sent to the Public Works Director, a city council member, and Superior Mayor Jim Payne. One email sent to the Public Works Director last week said, "Your time is coming." Curtis is charged with felony stalking and three counts of making a threat in a computer message. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for scattered snow showers, cloudy, with temperatures falling to about 29 by dark. For tonight, scattered snow showers, cloudy, low 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 31. And then Thursday night, snow is likely. Friday, 40% chance of snow, and temperatures well below normal. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.